Okay, so I got a text last week, someone asking me about covering a Keurig coffee machine. I'm like, this is an old Shiloh, we've dealt with this 1,000 times before. Contemporary Poskim have pointed out that the whole thing is plastic except for the coil on the inside, which a coil doesn't require a tevila, and the thing that punctures the pod, and that probably doesn't require a tevila, it has a din like a can opener. And anyway, if you would tovel the Keurig, it would obviously fry the whole thing, it wouldn't work. So Rav Shechter Poskim doesn't require a tevila, Rabbi Heinemann Poskim doesn't require a tevila, Rabbi Belsky Poskim doesn't require a tevila, Rav Asher Weiss Poskim doesn't require a tevila. So I'm like, it's an old Shiloh. The person said, no, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about the water reservoirs. So the water reservoir on the side, that's all plastic. He said, look more carefully. At the bottom of the water reservoir, there's this little, he sent me the picture, there's this little black piece that's plastic, but it's held in with metal screws. He says, so the person said, I was wondering if the machine's water container needs to be toveled. It's mostly plastic, but it has metal screws on the bottom. Do those screws necessitate tevila on the entire container? Ooh, now that's a shayla, right? Why is that a shayla? Because there is such a, well, let's back up a step. There is a din called Tevilas Kelim. Avodazar Dafayin Heyamud Beis Halokeh. The Mishnah tells us Halokeh Kleitash Mishmar of the Chavim Esha Darko Lahat Bil Yatvil. They have a din called Tevilas Kelim. The Gemara says, really any Kelim? If a person goes and he buys a flat screen TV, he's got to go and tovel it. So the Gemara says, no. Klei Suuda Amurim Beparsha. Only Kelim that you would use as part of a Suuda are included in Tevilas Kelim. And Rashi explains why. Now, what is the reason for Tevilas Kalim? So it's clearly not part of Hechsher Kalim, because the Gemara says you need to do Tevila even on brand new Kalim that don't have any Trefa Blios in them. So it doesn't seem to be as part of Hechsher Kalim. The Rambam makes a point in Hilchos Machol Sasuros, Parakid Zayin Halacha Hey, to say, and it's not about Tuma and Tara, Einol the Inyan Tuma V'Tara, the Rambam writes, even though the simple reading of the Pasuk sounds that way, because it says, Kol Davar Asher Yavo Beish Tavir Beish V'Teher, Ach B'mein Nida Yischata, and Rashi over there says, L'fi Pshut that the Pshuto Shal Mikra is to be Metarit Mitumas Meis. Problem is, it can't mean the regular Tumas Akum, because that would only be Midrabanan, and Tevilas Kelim, according to many Rishonim, is Daraisa. Certain types of Kelim, at least, are Daraisa. So Tosas writes in Mesechus Avod Zara and the Rosh as well, that it must just be a Gzeres HaKasuv. There's a Yerushalmi in Avod Zara that says, Tzarech Lahatvil V'sheyotu Mitumas Agoy V'nichnesu L'Kedushas Yisrael, which is understood to mean, the Arzarua writes, that it's like a type of gerus on the kli, that just like an individual goes through a gerus process when they become Jewish, medama osa leger, says the Arzarua, shenichnas lekedusha al yedei tevila. So this Yerushalmi would help explain the havamina that the Gemara has, that tevilas kelim is not just for klei suuda, meaning if it's all about going from non-Jewish ownership to Jewish ownership, so your tables, your chairs, everything else would require tevila. Elamai, the Gemara tells me not that way. Now the Rambam includes Hilchos Tevilas Kelim in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. So does that indicate that it's something about Kashrus, that it's in Ma'acholos Asuros? So Rav Eliyahu Silverman from Gruss pointed out, he said, Shamati Meharav Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik Shlita. He said that in order to be Medayik in where the Rambam puts something, you need a better option. Because the Rambam wrote a book that he wanted to include everything. So if you can't think of a better place for him to have put it, it had to go somewhere. It was not going to just be left out of the book. So you need a better option of where to put it. So if there's no better option other than Ma'acholos Asuros, so then you have no other option. There may be nafkaminas, whether it's Midin Tuma V'Taro or Midin Ma'acholos Asuros or Midin Geirus. Electrical appliances, according to the Chelkas Yaakov, they're patur because they're mechuber lekarka. Right? I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik passing that way, that they only function when they're plugged into the wall, so that automatically gives them a status of mechuber lekarka. Who cares if it's mechuber lekarka? Well, that's a din in Tumah v'Tahara, being mechuber lekarka. So maybe that indicates to us that it's a din in Tumah v'Tahara. Disposable kelim in Chas Yitzchak writes in Chelkesim Lamed Beis that they're not mekabel tumah, so they don't require tevila. But that only makes sense if it has something to do with Tumah v'Tahara. And the topic that we're going to talk about today primarily is a kli made out of material that's pater mitvila, but has a maimid that's metal, has a maimid that holds it together, or that supports the kli that is metal. So that concept of maimid is a concept in Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, and that apparently has a carryover to Tevilas Kelim. But before we get into the din of maimid, there's one other piece over here, and that is it so pashut that plastic does not require tevila? According to most modern day poskim, it does not require tevila, and certainly the practice in the United States is that we don't tevel plastic because Rav Meisher passing that way. In Yerushalayim, there are many of the poskim that Minchas Yitzchak and others that held that it's chayiv. So even though the Chazon Ish said not to, there are people in Eretz Yisrael that tevel plastic kelim. Rabbi Reisman told me that Rav Pam used to paskin that you have to tevel plastic kelim without a bracha, and he brought a raya from Pischi Tshuva in Sifkat and Beis. Pischi Tshuva writes about porcelain that it's doma l'kli zechuchis l'fi sheyedua shas yosim min achol min adama l'kli manchus amur b'parsha va'afal gav d'shiyat fei leslan bada k'li zechuchis shiyat fei minayu v'ilav mishum d'chi nishbru yesham takana l'atichem d'mishum achi k'li manchus shavinu ha'yitzrichim tevila v'hani leslu ach takanta. That the reason porcelain doesn't require tevila is that it's not mendable, unlike a glass which you can mend it if it breaks. Why don't the Pischi Tshuva just say that Chazal would never misakein to be tovel to be tovel porcelain? So it must be that even without a specific takana, if it meets the criteria that it's mendable, then it would require tevila. And mimela, plastic meets the criteria, and therefore it would require tevila even though it didn't exist and there was no specific takana about plastic. Rav Shechter just pointed out that there are some types of plastic that are not really mendable, that when you apply heat to them, they don't melt together, they just stiffen in place, and it's not really going to mend. So maybe it's different. So bottom line is, we don't tovel plastic. Now let's get to the din of maimid, which seems to be the relevant sugya over here. What if you have a kli that's built from cheres, or eitz, or plastic for that matter, but it's held together by a metal piece, and without that metal piece, the kli would not stand? Do you follow the maimid, that the metal is holding the kli together, and therefore it's going to be chayiv b'tevila, or do you say that since the area that comes in contact with the food is the wood or the cheres or the plastic, so you don't need to tovel the kli? So the Beis Yosef quotes Machlokas Rishonim about this. He quotes that Mordechai and Tosos hold that you do not need to tovel it because the food really only comes in contact with the non-needing tevila part of the material. But he quotes Maram Rutenberg that you do need to tovel it with a bracha because we follow the maimid, and the whole kli goes bust on the maimid. And if the maimid is metal, then the whole kli has a din of metal. So the Beis Yosef says that same machlokas is going to apply in the reverse. If you have a metal kli that has a plastic maimid, it will go in the reverse. If the according to the Maram Rutenberg, you're always going to follow the maimid, and therefore it would not require tevila. According to the Mordechai and Tosos, you would need tevila with a bracha. So how do we paskin? Says the Beis Yosef, in both cases, do tevila, no bracha. Meaning it's at least a suffix, so tevila without a bracha, regardless of what the maimid is and what the main component is. So you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you expect him to say that. You open up a Shulchan Aruch and it says, Kli eitz sheyesh lo chashukim shel barzel mibachutz shema'amidim oso, eino ton tevila. That if it has a metal maimid, that it does not require a tevila. So the Shach on the spot says, I don't understand. That's not what he said in Beis Yosef. In Beis Yosef he said that it requires tevila without a bracha. So the Shach paskins like what it says in Beis Yosef, that you should tovel it without a bracha, because it's a suffix whether you go baser the maimid or not. Now, it would seem that if these metal screws are a maimid, what would define them as a maimid? So it would seem that if you were to take them out and water would start leaking through the bottom of the container, so then it's a maimid, because the container doesn't work without them. So it would seem that that should make it a maimid. But my brother pointed out to me, this may be subject to a machlokas between the pre-chadash and the pre-toar in Simon Kufchaf in Yaredeya, regarding a wood barrel that has a hole at the bottom and it's plugged with lead, meaning if the screw actually goes through the bottom of the plastic reservoir and by removing the screw, that there would be a hole at the bottom of the plastic reservoir and the water's going to get out. It's exactly the case of a wood barrel that has a hole at the bottom that you plug the hole with lead. The maimid is not there to hold the kli together, because the kli is held together anyway. It's to hold the food inside of the kli, because otherwise the food would start spilling out of the kli. So the Prichadash holds that if the metal is exposed to the food inside the kli, it requires tevila, which would mean in our case, where those metal screws are exposed to the water inside of the reservoir, it should require tevila. The Pritoar holds otherwise, that we don't go bus of the maimid, and this may not be a maimid anyway, and the Gra holds that we compare the rules of maimid by tevila to tumah, and we would require tevila if the maimid is exposed to the food. food, but that's only a maimed that holds the kli together. Not if it's just to hold the food in. So the pritor and the gra seem to be more makel. In addition to that, the water container may have no independent function without the coffee maker, and is it may be bottled to the coffee maker. But then I just googled it. What that black plastic piece is doing there on the bottom of the reservoir, and according to Google, all it's there for is to hold a filter in place. That there's this teeny filter that filters the water. And my impression is, I have to try it on my Keurig at home, that even if you unscrew it, because apparently you're supposed to unscrew it and replace the filter in your Keurig every once in a while. I don't know. So far, I'm like 10 years and counting. Haven't done it yet. But apparently, if you unscrew it, the water reservoir is still the same. It's just holding the black piece of plastic to another black piece of plastic, which is glued onto the thing that has a filter in between. So apparently, it's not a maimed at all. It's just holding a filter in place, and therefore, it's not a problem, and therefore, it doesn't require tefillah. Now, if only I could remember who asked me the shaila so that I could send them the answer. Hopefully, they'll listen to this year. Okay.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.